Pacific Media Radio Network, The Maggie Dawn Show. John and Gordy in the morning filling in this week. And we've got Jim Santel coming up the next hour and have a whole bunch of legal opinions for you in case you're just dying to get some on the show.
Mm-hmm. Got a couple of phone calls lined up, and you can jump on the line, too, at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Let's go to Mark in Prairie du Sac. He's on the line here. Good afternoon, Mark. Go ahead with your comment or question.
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous. You're Steve Bannon and Donald Trump talking about soft people. I mean, I can't think of a couple of more doughy individuals that are out there that in politics. Bannon is kind of talking about the deep state and all these, you know, horrible people that are in the deep state. And, well, Donald Trump is supposedly in charge of the government right now, so he's supposedly in charge of the deep state. But if there's a secret deep state out there that's ready to do all this, you know, Mr. Bannon should kind of maybe watch with guard what he says, because otherwise, you know, what's to stop the deep state from, you know, that Bannon is found hanging in a restroom someplace, mafia style.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, yes.
We're waiting for that to start happening as well. They're taking people off the streets and disappearing them now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of country we're living in at this point. But these fact-finding mission here, which isn't a fact-finding mission at all, and Bannon, of course, is leading off the pack on this thing, and he's given this advice, and they're taking that advice. And I also want to, you know, play again Trump's three rules for everybody. Again, let's just, could we run that real quick here? 249, the entire administration is now based on these three rules.
The first rule is attack, attack, attack.
Rule two, admit nothing, deny everything.
Rule three, no matter what happens, you claim victory and never admit defeat.
There it is.
Attack, deny, claim victory,
yep.
Never defeat. Yeah, those are the three rules. Mark, thank you for that call. Let's go to Len in Madison. Good afternoon, Len.
Sir, how you doing?
Good.
Doing great. What's on your mind?
Hey, I got a question for you. What do you think are the most important points to talk to about for friends and relatives who are Trump supporters about this signal thing when we're being confronted with news articles that show that in the Biden administration in 2024, Biden's cybersecurity and infrastructure security agency outlined for federal employees that they should be using Signal apps, and in particular that high-level government officials who might be targeted by foreign governments like China or Russia in particular were told that it was a best practice to be using the Signal app or similar encryption apps for their communications so that they wouldn't be intercepted. How do you address something like that? And why isn't more being made of the fact that this was a standard procedure before Trump's administration?
Well, first of all, I'm not real familiar with all the rules of the administration and what they laid out for each and every employee using the Signal app. I don't know what those rules were strictly. Was it only for certain kinds of conversations and not classified
stuff.
Information? I don't know what the strict rules were in regards to that. My first impression would be, if I'm talking to somebody about that, throwing this stuff back at me, I would say, well, it would be a mistake if it was going to be used for classified information. I would say that would be a mistake, a Biden-era mistake. Okay, got it. Okay, everybody makes mistakes. We got it. Okay, but now you've got somebody who's using this information all across the globe, all around the world. They're having a meeting in unsecured areas, and it's not a real secure app. And so this mistake was made by the Trump administration. If they had any worries at all about security, they would have done something about going to a different app or a different way of communicating. I know I work for the Census Bureau, the federal government, and we have a way of communicating in these meetings that is through a different app. And it's highly secure. It's customized for the government for that purpose, okay? So that's what they should have been working on anyway. If they're responsible, they would have gone to that and not used the Signal app.
Especially with all these top intelligence officials, you know, when it started to get into the military side of this and this attack about to take place, you would have thought one of them would have, you know, piped up and said, you know, let's get to the secure app instead of on the Signal app. And the other thing is, this is right out of Project 2025,
right? It is, yes. And that's the other thing. Project 2025 stipulated that they use the Signal app and then time out each and every conference that they have, every chat that they have, and it would be wiped clean after an hour or a day. And this is so they can't track. No one can track the administration for what they're doing or planning. There's no way to track down or at least use it against them.
Yes. Well, that didn't work this time.
No.
Especially when they included Jeffrey Goldberg in on the chat. So and you know, good for him for holding back on it until, you know, he didn't do anything with it until after the attack was
very
over.
Ethical move on his part. But, you know, I can't wait till they come up with an excuse and how they did manage to include Jeffrey Goldberg on it.
Yeah.
Okay. This is going to be a lot of fun to listen to that explanation.
Yeah.
They're working on it. It's taken a couple of days to come up with a really damn good excuse. Didn't take a long time for Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary, to answer this question. Former a reporter, let's check this out. This is cut 252 and listen to her answer. It's fantastic stuff. Here we go. Okay.
Why aren't launch times on a mission strike classified?
Again, I would defer you to the Secretary of Defense's statement he put out this morning. There were various reasons he listed, things that were not included in that messaging thread that were not classified. And again, going back to the American public, do you trust the Secretary of Defense, who was nominated for this role, voted by the United States Senate into this role, who has served in combat, honorably served our nation in uniform? Or do you trust Jeffrey Goldberg, who is a registered Democrat and an anti-Trump sensationalist reporter? This president and this national security team are putting our national security and the American people first. We are restoring American strength around the world, and the results of this operation speak for themselves.
Oh, yes, the results. I guess we should just look at the results, not the mistake, not the blunder, not revealing secrets to Russia. Oh, yeah, let's forget about all of that. We've got so many more cuts to get to here.
Yeah, we're just getting warmed up. John Peterson, Gordy Young in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay with us.